Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. So I heard about this Rolling Holden car show, which is happening this weekend. Now, it's going from Launceston to Burnie, right?
And from Burnie to Launceston simultaneously.
Oh, okay. So that means the cars will sort of meet halfway, is that right?
They will pass and wave to one another, I would hope.
Okay.
And we've combined five Rotary clubs, which is Burnie, Ulverston, Devonport North, Deloraine and Launceston Central.
Right. So it's Holden's only.
Yes, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Colorado or it's an LHR or it's the beautiful thing, Monaro out of the shed. It's whatever anybody wants to bring. It's a casual day to have fun and also support the businesses on the north part of the island.
Okay, so whose idea was this? Because it's a really good idea. I mean, you know, we all know the story of Holden, and unfortunately that's at an end now.
I had the idea based on when Motors was terminating, because I'm a previous Motors employee, and I tried to run it back at the end of the Motors thing, and COVID people wouldn't let it happen. So we've done it this time because this is 3 years after the last Commodore came down the production line.
Yeah.
So it may hopefully become an annual event.
Terrific. All right, so what time leaving Launceston and Burnie?
8:30 both times. And if the people wish to join it at one of the other towns, if they go onto the Rotary Holden Rolling Car site, they will find the location time. So they, for example, like Devonport's about 9:30, I think, so people can go to Devonport if they live in that area and register there and then join in the convoy as it goes past.
Right, so that's the Holden Rolling...
Rotary Holden. You must put the word Rotary first, please.
Okay. Rotary Holden Rolling Car Show. Beautiful.
Now, I do know there are people coming from Smithton, people from St Helens and people from Hobart because I've had lots of phone calls. So I think it's going to be quite big.
How many cars have you got so far?
I don't know, and don't ask me how many are coming because it's like a piece of string.
I'd reckon there'd be quite a few. Seen some beautiful Holdens on the northwest coast for a start, some classics and some recent. And what's your particular Holden?
I have a few. The one I'm going to drive that day will be an HG Premier.
Oh, nice. What colour is it?
Dark green.
All right.
With a white roof.
Did they have, was that the coupe?
No, it's a sedan.
Four-door, yeah.
It's a one-owner car, which is low mileage, and I've had it for some years.
I reckon if it's one-owner. So it's what, Premier's?
Well, oh, it was one-owner before me.
Oh, okay, right. HQ-style grille at the front, the shark nose. Is that right?
No, the one prior to that.
Prior to that, okay. Now I gotcha. Yeah.
Now there's one more reason why you should, like other people, go and stand on the side of the road and watch these cars go past.
Mm.
They're going to wander through the coastal towns and they're coming through Hadsden and so forth, so people can go out and lean over their front fence and they'll be able to comment on the different models as they go past. This Sunday, the 8th of November.
Yeah.
We're looking for a good turnout because any of the money that's raised, and by the way, the entrance fee is $5 cash, please, because we don't have FBOS.
Yeah.
We'll stay with all of the Rotary clubs in the towns and they will be able to use it to help people in those areas.
Awesome. It's very good. Great idea and should be spectacular. Look forward to having a look on Sunday.
Me too.
Safe driving.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated. Bye.
Have a good day.